We go.
Yo. Music Jones Podcast. Every Tuesday. I ain't singing, I won't be. Sound like I was harmonizing a little bit. June.
Yo.
What's happening?
Cooling, baby. What's happening?
Chilling, man. Thank you for joining.
Absolutely.
Easy.
Yo.
Before we get into the other shenanigans, how are you, brother?
Hey, I'm all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you had a pretty fun-filled weekend.
Finally, I get to do some stuff.
Yeah.
Other than working.
Yeah. June, yep. While we was gone, you celebrated a birthday.
Man.
Happy birthday. I want to say it, but I don't want to say it because I don't want to goddamn, you know what I'm saying? But happy birthday, brother.
Appreciate that.
Did you enjoy your trip?
Man.
You got a little color to you.
Absolutely.
I think I got some color on him. Did you go to the KFC?
Man, we passed it a couple times and we was talking shit. And we had all inclusive, so.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Let me take my birthday shot.
Yeah, man. There's some more rough shit right here.
It rough?
Kinda.
It's straight. You and the boy AI got more in common than just balling and rhyming.
How was the trip? What, like, when y'all was riding in the car, what kind of music they was playing? Or was they even playing music? From the airport to the resort, when you left the resort?
From the airport to the resort, we was on a charter bus. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Where y'all stayed at?
Rio Reggae.
I mean, what city?
Montego Bay.
Oh, so y'all ain't stayed too far from the airport then?
Yeah, the airport was right over. We were, you know, the planes mm-hmm. take off. We yeah. in the water. We see them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which was even better to me, you know, because we messed around and took that tour.
Yeah. Do they play a lot of reggae or did y'all hear a lot of our music?
Both. Yeah, but when we played our music, you see them act up. Hey, I'm talking about they lose their mind.
Quiet though. They got the music to make you move.
But they hear it all the time though.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And then we come over there and. Like, we was on a party boat.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be some 20-year-old strippers. I'm going to let your mind run from there. A 20-year-old stripper.
With some Sexy Red playing.
Anything. Sexy Red played, too.
She was from over there. She was on vacation, too.
It was a pack of them.
Oh.
They was from over there?
No, was from outside.
He couldn't act.
They're from a fire end. They still fire end.
Yeah, no, they from
the United America. States. That's what they call it.
That's
they call it what?
You're from a fire end.
You're on my fire end.
Oh.
You're from a fire end.
Yeah. Driver said that a couple of times. You right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah.
So, bless up.
Bless up.
He call you big man.
Respect.
Big man.
Yeah, man.
Boss man.
Yeah, man.
Boss man them.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
But 20-year-old strippers on the boat.
And our ladies looked at us and was like,
what you want us to do?
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Y'all can't do nothing but look.
Yeah.
So it got funnier. So you know what I mean? Like I said, 20-year-old stripper. So they announced no smoking on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Girl in Indian style on the floor. I'm talking about she rolling up something like a backwood. She down there. It was so intense, you know, it took two people. Yeah. Somebody was holding the leaf and somebody was crumbling.
Damn.
Yeah. So they were sitting down. She sat down, that motherfucker got that thing right. That girl waited till she got it right.
Mm.
Yeah, there would be no smoking on the boat.
Lit it up.
Couldn't.
Oh, she couldn't?
No. Yeah, no, they ain't playing that.
They had to kick her ass off.
Right. Got her kicked out.
She got to swim back.
Not only that, they got a little dusty ass black boat with four dusty ass motherfuckers.
What y'all did, snorkeling or something?
It was going out to snorkel. Yeah. But it was a party boat too, but it got a dust ass blue light on the top of it. Man, you know who that is. And four of them.
Yeah.
Them bitches swim like dolphins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then we was teasing about getting in the water. I was like, I forgot I heard somebody on TV said, walk around that dolphin piss. I look like walking around in dolphin piss all day.
Oh God.
So nah, we ain't do it. But
oh, so you didn't snorkel?
Fuck no.
Why not? That shit fun.
Dolphin piss, man.
Oh, like sitting down in dolphin piss. But no, so to chime in on that, so like I said, this is still this part of what 20-year-olds they gone fool. So they couldn't smoke. These bitches pull out water bottles. Man, you know ain't no goddamn water.
Oh, liquor everywhere.
So you can watch. You just watched it slowly.
Them kick slowly in. Get drunk.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And so it got funny. So they really start twerking, right?
Oh God.
So my brother-in-law, how we sit right now?
Yeah.
Brother-in-law sitting over there where you at? His wife was in that chair.
Mm-hmm.
Shorty was behind him.
Yeah.
So it's like your back right there.
Yeah.
So they was twerking. So they had hands on the floor. You know. Yeah. Definitely all that.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of them done upgraded them, put a foot on the back of the chair.
On his chair.
It's a bench.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was twerking. She was easing on down. So before you knew it, boy, I guarantee her cheeks. You know what
Dang.
I mean? It shit done got that close. So I'm across looking at
so
it.
So like, it's oh, tickling shit.
Me. Yeah, it's tickling me because we already know. Look at these kids twerking on us like this, man. You know what I mean? They twerking. They don't realize we, you know, I guess, you know, we took it as a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we didn't look old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, respect the hell out of But anyway, so I was laughing. I was kicking it up, man. I'm talking, that shit was killing me, bro.
I know it was.
Done been drinking and shit. So I dropped my head, bro, looked down, and looked back up. They done switched. Just that fucking
who switched
the wife and the husband.
Oh, so
oh yeah, she was having that.
And the funny part on top of it, she had to look like that look, bro. When it went, because it happened so quick, Drew.
Oh,
shout
shit.
Out to my sister-in-law, Erica Mantel. I love that kid. She funny than the motherfucker. And she got it in her. So you know what I mean. So
yeah,
she, they tried to take it. And like I said, I was laughing, man. They looking at me over there. I'm fucking giggling. And you know, I'm me giggling. Yeah. So they already know. Look at him. He over there laughing. That shit killing it. So I looked down, laughed down, bro. I'm to all I did was did that and came right back up. Nigga, they was switched. And she had the look on her face.
Man.
And then, okay, so Charlotte was, they was on them water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
She done twerked down. I'm talking about, she was twerking on everything. Her foot. Now she looks some kind of way they foot touching, and she looked down and looked. Shorty just moved on over, man. Shorty just got the fuck up out of there, bro.
She done blew her high.
Oh my
she
god,
she done blew her.
But they was, hey man, it was straight though.
Yeah, that's twerk, what's up, man.
Twerk machines.
Hey man, that's the new way. That's the new Luke dance, man.
They had the the people from over there, they done had one girl there. One girl, she just lost her shit. So she was Jamaica with it.
Yeah.
What do you mean lost her shit?
She was supposed to be a tour guide.
And she just, that she
oh,
danced.
She got drunk.
She wasn't even drunk.
She was
oh,
just dancing.
That damn groove hit her.
Yeah.
And she done fucked around and did a Cinderella twirl to the middle of the floor and went. Man, shit. Man. That shit was
she caught that rhythm, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
It's crazy, man.
Oh man. Yeah, man. We was over here, we went to see Project Pat.
How did that go, man?
The other night. Man, I'll tell you like this, man. I enjoyed it.
Right.
But I enjoyed it just because of the music. Cause that nigga put on the worst show ever.
Who, Project?
Yeah.
How did it, what was the order? Or what you call it?
He only did like 5 or 6 songs, if that. Maybe
he did more
7.
Than 5 or 6.
Was like, that too big?
That's all he did? Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, me love met up. Shout out to Weezy. Wayne pulled up.
Wayne, yep.
Yep. And Weezy, that bitch having a blast.
oh,
but
shit.
He started like he wouldn't rap in all the songs. He wouldn't. I don't know if he wouldn't or wasn't.
Right.
I don't know which one it was.
I think he wasn't.
Purposely. I think he wasn't.
Purposely.
Yeah.
Really? Yep.
Because of his new lifestyle.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Which is fine. But if that's what you're going to do, be a let us singing. Know.
No, no, just don't fucking come.
Don't do no concert.
Say don't even come.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I guess what he used to be on, man. Just come on,
he, man. And I know he put on a hell of a show back in the day. I know he did. I ain't even questioning it. Yeah, you're right. Maybe he did. I never seen. That's the first time, and that's why I wanted to see him, because I thought maybe, you know, the classics he'll at least give us his all. He was just there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was like a hype man.
He need to take them grills out.
Yeah.
And don't wear the chains and just go ahead and be whatever.
Yeah, don't wear the black gloves, because you ain't a crook by the book no more.
Yeah, yeah. You're not laying down.
Yeah, you just by the book now.
So he let the guys down.
I mean,
it's not really, but really.
We should have known. It's our fault.
We should have known.
It's our fault.
The disclaimer was given to me when I, you know, said something to my wife about her going.
Right.
She was like, is he going to be preaching or rapping?
Ooh.
And, you know, I laughed it off until I got there. And he didn't really rap.
Damn,
he rapped some, like, he rapped some of the songs like a hype man.
He did something what I hate performers to do.
Play their songs.
Yeah, I hate
He played the actual tracks.
Yeah.
And rapped over his tracks.
I don't care who it is. I hate when they playing the tracks. I hate it.
And that's what he did. And
my fave don't do that.
Of course not.
I went to see him 5-6 times.
Yeah.
Seen him in concert.
Yeah.
On
My guy don't do that either.
Your cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your cousin. Both your cousins beefing right now.
Yeah, we gonna get into that. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't like when they rap over the track though.
Yeah, man. He did everything I wanted to hear. Except,
did he do 90 days?
He didn't do 90 days.
That's what
he didn't do. Make It Clap. They played Make It Clap on the exit.
Didn't he play the song? He did the song with him and Julie.
To Make It Clap. Make That Ass Clap.
Yeah.
They
played that on
they
the way.
They played that when he was leaving off the stage.
He's talking Make It Clap. He should have did
Make That Ass Clap.
Make It Snap. Talk to me now. He makes just foolishness he be talking about though. This is what he should have did, right?
Yeah. He got into that.
That what he should have did.
He did, you know, the business. He did out there.
Oh, you
know, he did Cheese and Dope.
Cheese and Dope, yeah.
He did Cheese and Dope, Know the Business. What You Doing, Girl, with All That.
Oh my God, how did that go?
Horribly.
It went horrible.
Cause all he basically was doing was, like he said, do the rhyming word.
Yeah,
I'ma
show you. I got evidence. Like, I'm going to show you.
Really?
He did Gorilla Pimp, of course.
Why?
I lost my mind when he did it.
But why did he do that?
I don't know. I think I rap more than words than he did.
You did.
I even got a shout out from my homeboy B Love. They said, man, you know all the music.
Yeah.
He's like, dog, you know all the music.
I realize that I only know Land of Smackdown.
Yeah, they got shit on me. I know that.
That's it. I know Land of Smackdown. That's it.
Like I told you, that Chevy. And that Project Pat, nigga, man, that shit sounds so good. Custom Woofers, man. Then we'd be in the crib playing cards. That was the crunk music. Right. You know, we doing everything they talk about in the songs except Toot Snow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That what the boy was doing.
Yeah, man. But he did.
I'm happy for him. He turned his life around.
He did. he did all the shit I wanted to hear, except he didn't do Gold Shine. Of course, I should have known he wasn't going to do that. He didn't do his verse off Sipping on Scissor. He did I Chose You.
He did a part of it, though. He ain't do the whole thing. He didn't do the second verse.
He didn't do the second, because I was mad as fuck. Because when you tell that nigga, you fucking with my loop when you late on your child support, you already know I get half of that for my condo. But he... He ended the show. Like, the life we live. Last song he played, right?
But before
he started the song.
No, even before that, in between one of them songs, he started talking about Jesus.
Yep, he did.
No.
Yep, but right before he did The Life We Live, he went full throttle. Did a prayer. Told everybody if they ain't got their life right with Jesus to get right.
Not Jesus.
I meant with
the Christ.
yeah, I'm talking about, I'm like, I'm standing. I recorded the whole thing, but I'm like, I can't believe
women in there twerking.
Oh God, yeah. Like one girl's
ass was out the top part of. How do you get short pants with the top part of your ass?
But motherfuckers like they smoking. Niggas were sneaking. I smelled it. They wasn't supposed to be in there smoking, but they were smoking, drinking, of course. Like I'm like, oh, did you do this now? Like. Pat, you gotta. We know where you at.
Right.
We know where you taking. Right. Where you're like. But if that's what you gonna do,
come on, bro.
Don't do it. Don't start off with this, cause on, DMX, bro. The only one we really accepted prayers from in a concert, cause he had him on his album. Pat wasn't praying on his albums.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
definitely not.
Nah, dog. You was a crook by the book.
Right. Anything.
You know what I'm saying?
All the drugs.
We know you want everybody to live a righteous life. That where you at now. Yeah. And we appreciate that. We accept that.
Right.
With open arms. But you still had a past life. So just give us that for this hour and a half.
Right.
That's all we ask. God will forgive you.
He go back to it.
Yeah, you go.
He won't. Stay your ass away. You can't serve two masters.
It ain't about serving a master.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
when
it
you
is.
Performing music.
Nah, that's yeah.
It's a devil.
You either one or the other. So you better get out. You either.
Hey man.
You either don't do
way,
it.
The way Kurt
go all the way.
The way Kurt Franklin, James Brown slid across that stage at the BET Award. Come on, man.
But he was doing his own.
I'm talking about he was James Brown and that thing. I'm talking about feet. Boy, you look like James.
He was still doing his music.
So Pat need to do that. He need to shout while he do it.
Nah, cause he was robbing and killing and shooting and snorting and shit.
Right.
Get out of there, Pat.
Sipping lean.
Get
but he ain't
there.
Gotta do none of that no more. But that's why he wasn't rapping the lyrics.
He can't do the song. He gotta come out with some damn gospel.
He gotta
music,
come right? out with some gospel music.
He got to.
Yeah. Stop wasting my fucking time, nigga.
Well, you cold.
Still ain't getting pussy.
There we go.
That I ain't that having sex with about. My wife. I'm getting pussy.
That
you get pussy, you fornicating.
That I'm talking about, dude. He pissed B off.
Nah, he pissed me off. He pissed Jones off.
He blew
Jones,
me.
Jones right. got blown. I realized early on that.
He blew me.
Mr. Cool. Don't Play and Get a Green is not my favorite one.
Yeah, ooh. See, you know what I'm
laying
saying?
A SmackDown.
See, and I'm talking about, like, you know how we was, but that's,
yeah.
In the man, even, dog, my act, dog, I used that Get a Green in my Acura.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That shit used to go fucking bananas in the Acura, dog. Yeah.
Cheese and Dope was cool, but. What was the first ones on Land of SmackDown? Hold up.
I Chose You was like number 6. I think Make It Clap is before that. I Choose You. I think Make It Clap, Make That Ass Clap is number 5. Chicken Head. Ain't Chicken Head? No, not Chicken Head.
Chicken Head ain't on there.
What's the other one? It's another song before that. But yeah, man, he
Still Ran Clean.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the song.
I was still, I was kind of, I wanted him to get into like a feature segment.
Right.
You know, that's what Juvie did it. Excuse me. What most other artists do it. Get into their features that they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But he didn't. He gave us them 6-7 songs and that was it.
That was it. I got to hang with my homeboys. That's
that
all.
Was yeah.
That was it. Not out.
The undercards.
Garbage.
Man, Wayne goddamn had us in that bitch cracking up. Shout out to Wayne, yo. This one dude came out with a ski mask. Yo,
hot as fuck.
I'm talking about like a fucking full fledged fucking ski mask. And the first he introduced himself, the first thing he said was, "Nigga, who? Nigga,
oh, yeah.
What? How did he say that shit?
He said some shit, nigga, who or some shit?
Yeah, oh man, Wayne.
I ain't gonna lie, that song was his song.
Who,
was
nigga? Nigga?
I think it was the
that's how he started the first song.
I think it was the sound system in there. You really can't hear. Cause you know the Project Pat song.
Uh-huh.
So you know how they sound, but you
yeah.
can't really.
Yeah, I couldn't tell what the other things.
Some of them dudes beats, they was pretty good. I could hear how people would like that.
But they had too many undercards.
They did.
Then the last undercard was supposed to be a rapper out of Nashville that was on before Pat. Man, motherfuckers was undercarded out by then.
Yeah, by then.
Like we
they had a couple too
yeah,
many.
Yeah, they had too many acts, man.
Overall it was
so by we yeah.
Damn.
We waiting on Pat at this point.
Yeah.
Right. By the time when they came out, we like, God damn now. Come on, man. Right. Like niggas
not
ready.
Another one.
Then we had to sit in fucking the garage for an hour and a half.
I still don't know what was up with that.
Nigga, everybody was coming out of that shit.
Whatever them dressed up
motherfuckers. So they was coming out.
Them women look.
And they, I'm talking, they was backing up. They were broding their way up out of it. So they had shit all fucked up at the front. You know what I'm saying? It was a motherfucker in him and his, oh, God, the white joint.
Yeah.
Motherfucker jumped that motherfucker and tried to back out. Right. Yeah, no, you got to wait. Y'all just got in the car. I've been sitting here.
I wonder if that was my man.
Who?
Who we seen in there?
No.
That was him?
Uh-uh. He was at the other joint.
Oh, you seen him? Oh, he was at the other thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Because I know
him and his wife came out dressed all up. You know what I'm saying?
I think he got a Maybach.
That was a bad motherfucker, buddy.
His wife?
That Bentley.
Oh, that Bentley?
Yeah, that's bad. Bentley? That shit was hard, though. But that's
that's what
hey, I ain't going to lie. I like that motherfucker.
Nah, you know it was hard.
That bitch was hard.
You know what I think was hard?
What?
That I think that was an eight series drop top eight.
That white joint
thought,
when we saw?
You thought it was me.
Yeah, I thought it was a sick, yeah. Yeah, that shit was tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I like.
That shit was tough.
But I know them niggas was trying to stunt because it was too hot in that garage.
And where he was part of that.
But no, it was too hot in that garage for you to have your top down sitting out in that damn humidity because it was 97.
Oh, he was sitting in the car.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I ain't seen it. Yeah,
yeah. He was right in front of me. He was behind you.
Yeah, I missed.
But it was too hot to be sitting like in the garage.
Yeah,
in the
it
car.
Was hot as shit in that garage.
On my thing, it said 98 degrees.
Mm-hmm. It was hot as shit in the garage.
It was just hot, and everybody was just sitting there for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was hot sitting
there.
No,
we
car.
Was just sitting there. Like, because I parked on the third level. I had to get down but two levels. Mm. Couldn't get to the first one, but I sat there, man.
I was right behind you.
I sat there, man. Yeah. But that was the worst part of the show.
The crazy part about it, how much did you pay to get out?
$5.
Yeah. All of that for $5. Like, all that waiting. They should have just, like.
Just let motherfuckers have that.
At a certain time, just get free parking.
Yeah, like.
Like, I know y'all making bread.
Yeah, I had to pay $5, and I was parked there probably 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? I can see it. If it was 20, I can see, all right, y'all getting that 20.
Yeah.
But $5?
Yeah, get out of here.
Get us out of there.
I looked for a park on the street, too, just so I tried to avoid that shit. I tried. I couldn't find one.
Yeah, but I was disappointed. But it was like when we went to see Juvie, it was a way bigger crowd than when Juvie.
Oh, yeah. And the crazy shit is because that shit was on a Friday.
On a Friday.
Juvie should have been on a Friday. Pat should have been on a Tuesday.
If Pat would have been on a Tuesday, I'm going to tell you one person for sure wouldn't have been in there. Yeah, but shout out to Pat, though. You know, we know you turning over a new leaf. I think he on a new song recently. Like, it came out a couple months ago. He was rapping about Jesus or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or rapping about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't one hit, man.
Like, I mean, if you still can rap and you rapping about something, like, more positive, like, you don't got to rap about Jesus or Allah or whatever.
Right.
But if you rapping, like, more positive and not about robbing and all that, you can do that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of people elevated their music, you know what I'm saying, from what it was and still make good music.
Yeah. Right?
It ain't got to be all good or stuff.
But... Yeah, man. Shout out to Project Pat.
Patar.
I mean, he...
Nah, he Pastor Patrick.
Yeah, Pastor Patrick. Yeah, he...
Pastor Patrick.
Now, with that being said, so I know we still going to get what we expect out of the guys that's coming in August. Are we still going to that?
Who?
At the township. Pastor Troy.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It was Eternal Leaf, so it'd be good.
Yeah.
Give me them dates again. I gotta make
it's in the thread, Joe.
I gotta make sure
Grant said he won't go too.
I gotta make sure I take that Saturday. It's on a Saturday.
I think the August 23rd. I think
whenever day. I
put another message in the chat so it'll pop.
Then I'm rushing and shit. I get in there. I'm sweating.
Nigga had his fat boy rag shit.
Oh yeah, summertime baby.
I left my shit at the crib. I needed it because I sweat out my damn shirt.
Yeah,
I sweat out my goddamn shirt rapping.
Had a brand new Sergio shirt. Sweat that bitch out.
I rapping. Jeez. I tell you, I was rapping that nigga shit more than he was.
Yeah,
man. But I did appreciate just hearing the music live. What the verses he did rap. So
yeah. Shout out to
Pat. Yeah, shout out to Pat, man. Yeah, I ain't mad at you at all. Get that money, brother. Get that money. And it wasn't that expensive. So
nah, 39 or something.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it wasn't even a whole $40.
Yeah,
I had 65 cents left over there.
There it is.
Yeah, man. So fuck it.
Shout out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So we was in the car yesterday, and I was in the car with 2 17-year-old young boys. And man, listen.
What the hell you listening to?
I gave him the ox because I wanted. We started talking about music first, and
Trap Dicky.
No, oh. Them boys told me Playboi Carti is the GOAT. They said I just don't understand his music.
Didn't you used to babysit him?
No, I did. his mom used to babysit my nephew.
Oh, I got it mixed up.
Yeah.
I done told that story.
Oh, God. This nigga, he lied. This nigga lied.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, my...
His mom used to babysit...
My nephew. Him and, his mom and my sister are cool.
But I didn't get that part right.
Yeah. She graduated from St. John, actually.
His mama from D-Town?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like, that. A lot of motherfuckers don't know that, though, but you know what I'm saying. Shout out to
you spilling the beans.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't say her name, so it's all good.
She got a, nah, that the boy mama.
Is she married?
She married, my bad.
She was mad at that nigga for lying, talking about he grew up, him and his brother had to share pants and shit on the interview he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty upset.
Maybe he wore his older brother pants.
Nah, he the oldest.
Oh, he the oldest?
Yeah.
Maybe his brother got some of his hand.
He did.
Mm. He like play clothes or something?
He ain't have to.
Play clothes?
He ain't have to.
His brother had doper clothes in him?
That nigga been modeling since he was like 16, 17.
His brother?
No.
Oh, him.
Playboy.
Why he do all that? You wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't. But,
Wait a minute.
Playboy. Clarence.
No, yeah, but.
We'll call him Clarence.
He was. You saw the BET Awards?
Jordan Carter. His last name Carter. I don't want to say his mama name.
I remember. I know what you're talking about. I was just trying to remember.
She long with him.
She older than him.
Oh, she older than his mama. Older than him.
Than Wallace.
Yeah.
About a year or two.
Yeah.
Oh. But no. Not, maybe, not like older.
Maybe,
older.
Maybe. No. She class of 87, 88.
Really?
Somewhere around there. Yeah, she's somewhere around now. Yeah,
3-4 years.
Old. Yeah. Because right. She a couple years older than my sister.
Wallace class of 2006.
Right, there it is. Exactly. You hit it on the head.
Oh, man, but...
But wait a minute, man, because I be getting that shit so fucked up. What's the kid who was acting like he was pregnant?
Oh, that's... Y'all Old Town Road.
Oh, Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
But his pregnancy was him having an album, right?
Yeah. Him dropping a new album.
Yeah, that's too weird, though. That's okay.
But Playboy, they said Playboy the GOAT. They said Travis Scott is a real rapper. like, this is a conversation I'm having. I'm driving. I'm screaming. Wife like, hey, man, you yelling at everybody, he a real rapper. I said, y'all motherfuckers is crazy. I said, he a real rapper. I said, tell me his biggest two songs, right? They said, Goosebumps and Sicko Mode, right? I said, Kendrick on Goosebumps and Sci High the Prince wrote Sicko Mode. I said, what else you got? Them boys looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah,
like they like, what? I said, man, listen. I said, y'all goats, these niggas. I said, these niggas ain't what y'all think they are. Mm-hmm. I said, that boy can't rap.
And Drake, Drake on Sicko Mode. No, Future.
No, Drake on Sicko Mode.
And Future, right?
No, just Drake.
Which one changed the beat? That the one with
that's
Drake?
That's the one with Drake. Yeah, that's Sicko Mode. But Sci-Hi wrote Travis shit. The whole fucking shit for Travis.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You pissed on him.
Blew him. Like, but I'm like, how you gonna tell me he a GOAT rapper and what he ain't
you,
a rapper?
What'd you say?
I'm crazy. I just gotta listen to it and give it. I said, dog, I'm not listening to that shit. I said, Playboy Cardi knew. I said, I don't understand shit Jordan talking about. I call him Jordan when I start talking to them because he done told all his homeboys that my sister know him. And I'm like, dog, he's just Jordan to my sister. He ain't what y'all think of him. Mm-hmm. My sister don't. My nephew see that nigga on TV and turn it.
Right.
And he used to be with the little. He used to be with the nigga.
Wow.
Like, he knows the boy. Like, he know him very well because he was still in high school. When my nephew used to be over there. You know what I'm saying? And this little nigga used to be at Mayo Homecomings and all.
Right.
Dang.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Into the city.
Yeah. Like, but I'm telling them, I'm like, he ain't. I said, he make music, and I guess y'all like it. I said, but he don't make music that I can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, everything got to have a story. I said, nobody got to tell me something. I said, the shit he talk, I don't know what the fuck he talking about.
They like, what are you talking about?
I said, man, what is he talking about? They can't tell me what he's talking about.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't care about
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. And that, I'm coming to realize they don't care. Whatever he's saying is hard. And that nigga ain't saying shit.
Probably
so
got about three lines.
So I said, fuck it. I said, connect your phone to the shit, man.
Right.
Let me see what you're listening to.
Oh, shit.
This nigga put on some shit, a song called Bruce Wayne by somebody named B6. The letter B and a 6. is his rap name.
Where you find that at?
It's on Apple Music. This what, so, so come on, I'm driving. And I'm lit. So he like, man, just listen, man, this nigga hard. I'm like, what is he talking about? I'm Tupac from Juice.
Okay.
So I asked him, I said, who is Raheem from Juice? Nigga's like, I don't know. I say, so you don't even understand what he's saying, cause the bar reference Raheem, Tupac, and Juice. So what, like, hey man, I was like, man,
I like it.
See, and I told him, I said, now my homeboy might talk shit to you. I said, but some of the shit, he will talk shit to you. I said, but he might like some of this shit. I can't. I just can't. Thank you, smart enough to play with me, bitch. Look at my IQ. Look at
my IQ. Jones.
That nigga, hey man.
Think you smart enough to play with me, Jones?
Huh?
You think you smart enough to play with me?
Man.
Look at my IQ. Be at home by yourself looking like a recluse.
No, that nigga said deduce.
He had a dookie?
No, he said deduce.
Oh, like figure it out.
No. Like he was in his rap, he said something produce, deduce, produce. What is deduce?
Deduce? You don't know what deduce means? To figure something out.
That's what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he taught me a word.
Yeah, deduce.
Okay. I might give him a chance then. Yeah. I learned a word.
Right. I just learned something.
I ain't, but he's still, I ain't feeling this shit.
He was straight.
I don't like that shit.
You don't like that?
Mm-mm.
Boom, 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 boom. You like that shit,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me West Side Gun all fucking day.
What kind of, let's see how that thing hit them woofers, boy. I might love it.
See? His name B6.
It's only, how long this song was?
But you know, I can't remember that motherfucker.
2 minutes and 8 seconds.
Yep. That's how long it is?
Uh-huh.
Man, why you can't get that man 2 minutes?
I listened to the whole song.
What else?
One he more. Played Vibes by somebody named Lucky, L-U-C-K-I.
2021 Vibes?
Yeah, 2021 Vibes. You heard this before?
No, I just typed it in.
Don't he sound like Spot on Goblin? I call that.
Mix between the two.
Florida boys.
And that's what I was trying. I was like, a lot of these niggas sound like somebody else. I said it's no originality.
But he sound like him until you really listen to him.
Yeah, but he sound like him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it probably just like the beat, and then
I can't get past how he sound. He sound like a stomach hurt. That nigga don't sound like he constipated. Tell the truth, man.
Sound like he just woke up or something.
That
how them niggas talk though? How them niggas talk?
Man, that nigga sound like his stomach hurt, man.
Look at Mr. Get Off My Grass.
It's the old nigga.
Get off my grass.
Boy, hi,
goddamn
you,
right.
You ain't even unk no more.
No, boy, I'm past unk. Goddamn it, man. I'm OG, old head.
You know what Doogie say?
Who cares?
You just mad because your ass is old.
I'm an old nigga.
Nigga.
I'm an old nigga. call me old nigga.
Let them kids have their ODB. Think about niggas that grew up listening to KRS-One and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And ODB came out with Shimmy Shimmy Y'all, Shimmy Yeah, Shimmy it. Yeah.
But a lot of them niggas like that shit.
No, they did.
Yes, they did. Revision because he still was talking about,
what is he talking about? Yeah. Giving him mic so I can take it away.
He
whoop.
Talking about rap. That all whole from song a is about
boom, home of,
that whole that song is crazy. About rap.
Yeah.
That whole that it, the song is about music. He like his rap raw.
This is they.
I like my hip hop raw. That's what he said. Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
True.
Give me the mic so I can take it away. All for the natural charge, Bon Voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodge Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, bees on the swarm. Rain on your college ass disco dawn. For you to even touch my skill. You know what I'm saying? Like
you saying it coherently. You got to say it like him.
I can't say it.
Hand away now. I get psycho killer Norman Bates. See, Jones would have said it all smooth. I get psycho.
That's what he did.
Norman Bates.
That's what he did.
That's how Jones would have said it, making it seem good and shit.
Put some shit in there. Oh, put some shit with it.
Oh man. Jones. Shout out to the New York kids and they new ears, man. I can't deal with them.
But see, that's the thing. I bet you if you play that for them, they'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Now they might love it. Cause
play what?
ODB?
That ODB?
Yeah, that ODB, but
they probably won't. They nigga, they said, they told me Dos Effects wasn't rap.
Damn.
They said this ain't rap.
What did they
say? They said he ain't rapping, he talking. That like these, because after we turned that shit off, turned it back on the satellite.
Oh, you put it on the silliest shit.
I put it on
the silliest shit you could think of.
We put the serious radio, which was the satellite radio.
Bum stickety bum.
So it came on. And my wife dancing and rapping, they like, this what y'all call rap?
Oh shit.
And I was like, wow. They
probably thought something was wrong with y'all.
No, nigga, I thought something was wrong with them when they turned that shit
off. My neck bone connected to my thigh bone.
They went
a hearty heart.
They went crazy.
A skip of the jab.
Yeah, they went crazy.
What the fuck?
They went crazy, man.
Oh, man. Done.
But yeah, man.
Shout out to the young niggas.
Shout out to them youngest, man.
My ears.
Jim Jones and Nas.
Killer.
Nas just minding his business. But Jimmy said that he said you're better rapping than Nas. He called out three people in like the last 6 months. Jadakiss. No, Styles P, Nas. And I can't even remember who else. But this Nas shit, he just need to let it go at this point.
Oh,
now, he could be more relevant than Nas at this time in rap because he want to be relevant with a different demographic. Like, he still do that young boy shit. Nas ain't
What young boy shit?
That young boy gang banging shit.
Do you say that to Snoop?
Nah, Snoop ain't got down.
Yes, he is. That nigga Crip walk every chance he gets.
Yeah, but he ain't
He
ain't advertised it like Jimmy.
What do you mean? He advertised Crip Walk Super Bowl.
But that's a dance. He been doing that dance all his life.
Blue flag shirt. That nigga had a blue flag outfit.
He did.
Come on now. He did.
It's them, man, because Snoop just a laid back guy. If that bitch was spunky, like Jimmy, it'd be the same thing.
Jimmy gotta let Nas go. He gotta leave that shit alone.
Man, Jimmy gonna go with somebody else.
Did you see the video of Nas on stage talking about him?
I did.
It's a video I saw this morning of Nas talking about Jim. He was like, it was kind of like a dis. It happened, I guess it was around the time they had they real beef.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Nas was coming out with the N-Word album.
Yeah, nigga.
He was on stage somewhere in New York and they were talking about it. And he was like, Nas saw Jim Jones at some festival or something.
Uh-huh.
At a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was walking out and Jim was walking in. It was Nas and one of his people.
Mm-hmm.
Jim was with like five or six of his people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Jim put his head down and walked past him.
Mm-hmm.
But a little while later, Jim told a story that Nas had 20 security guards with him, and he put his head down when he saw Jim.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying?
Who you believe?
I mean Nas, because Nas, when Nas said it, I don't know. I really don't care.
You ever know? I've never seen Nas with 20 people. Not even when the Bravehearts was out.
But I'm saying I don't care because when Nas said it. You could tell it was in the middle of their beef. I don't know when Jim said it. Jim probably said it on the podcast or something later or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But just for them, both of them to bring it up to make the other one look a certain way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But we got an email from High Star.
Yeah.
Shout out to High Star. And it's
your cousin?
Yeah. It's Taylor. This is my cousin talking about our other cousins.
Yep. Mm.
We trying to figure out this family beef, man. Yeah. But what up, Jones? What up, Broski? Jim Jones out his ashy braided mind, bro. Fuck wrong with this nigga. Man, I wrote Be Easy at the Fellas, but I will put an excerpt from that email in here. Also, let's revisit where the Dipset Nas beef started. Nas called Cam out on Power 105 on an infamous rant about the quality of niggas bars and music overall. He challenged his rap brothers not to dumb down and respect the craft that is MCing and hip hop. Called out Nori and Cam. Cam and Nori's response was all filled with arrested development. Oh, Nori challenging Nas to a fight, and Cam and them just put diss records out. Hence the birth of Smack That Koofy Off Your Head. Nas dropped Hip Hop Is Dead and essentially reiterated his issues with the game. So all this hostility for Nas is because he told your boss to step his shit up and that his bars was trash. Okay. Didn't think I'd be going on this diatribe today defending Nas, but here we are. I'm from Queens and Nas slander won't be tolerated. QB, nigga. Tell him how I start. Fuck that shit, man. They've been fucking with Nas for the longest.
Okay.
And I remember when Nas called Nori out on Stillmatic. He talked about all them niggas on Stillmatic.
What he said about Nori?
He said he talked about how Prodigy wasn't from Queensbridge. He talked about Cormega. He might have said something about Nori later. But Nori goddamn never really wanted that problem with Nas, but he was coming out of his.
So he was dissing Prodigy too?
Yeah, he told them niggas to get their shit together.
Get what shit? They rapping or?
Everything, I guess, whatever they had going on. Because some shit was going on up there that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That wasn't happening in Brooklyn, baby.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Queensbridge niggas had their old beef.
Brooklyn don't. Yeah.
I'm tired of the Nas slander, fam. If you listen to Stillmatic, Nas was ready for war against everyone, even QB. He did. He had the song Destroy and Rebuild, where he called all them niggas out by name, Cormega, Prodigy, Havoc. He said something to all them niggas.
Did it work?
Shit. Mobb Deep came out with after Stillmatic. That's when they made
that shit with 50?
No.
Oh.
Might have been Getaway.
You sure?
It might have been.
Getaway was before that.
No. Before Stillmatic?
Stillmatic came out in what, 2003?
2000 or 2001. Yeah, that was Takeover. When did the Blueprint come out?
2001.
Ether came out 2001 too. That Stillmatic came out 2001.
You sure?
I'm positive.
It came out in September or some shit. December.
It came out like September 28th or some shit.
So it came out like a week later? Or 2 weeks after?
A few weeks. Hold on, I'll tell you. Give me a second.
Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Let me see. I got you. Go ahead, talk.
Yeah.
What you said about Getaway?
It was on, I'm trying to think of the Mobb Deep album.
I was right. It came out in December.
It came out December. But shit, Ether was out summertime.
Same year.
Yeah. Ether came out like August, September sometime. Because Jay was still dropping Summertime back then. Right? Jay was dropping in the summer, right?
I just had to get it in there. I had to cleanse my palate of this shit.
Oh, God.
Shout out to High Star and your other cousins.
I ain't finished yet. Speaking of Stillmatic, second verse on Second Childhood is all that needs to be said about Jim Jones. Old ass nigga in his midlife crisis. Nas minding his damn business, literally. Coinbase, Ring, and Sweet Chick, etc. Year, I suggested a couple of lists to the DJ Blaze show that may be more suited for y'all. Top 5 one verse wonders.
Damn.
Gave a couple of examples. Bo Hagen. I just listened to that shit the other day, High Star. Don't do Bo Hagen like right, that. He was shit. In that What's Happening.
Right.
What's up? Bo Hagen. He got more than that. He got a couple. He was in a couple other features. But he never his albums never really took off.
So you put his point.
And the top 5 animated hip hop voices. No, he had a couple other bangers.
Oh.
He just got one of his one verse wonders.
I gotcha.
So he a couple verse wonders, and a top 5 animated hip hop voices. We might I'm gonna do some research.
Animated voices,
yeah, like Busta Rhymes.
Ooh,
Nicki Minaj. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Nicki do animated.
Yeah, her animated voice is crazy. Biz Markie was kind of animated.
Yeah, if you'd play Biz Markie for them boys, they'd kick you out your own car.
Boy, and just don't know. Right. Big Daddy Kane wrote all that shit. So I know that shit was hard.
That's what I'm
saying. Big Daddy Kane was tough, boy.
He was tough, but anyway.
Yeah, Biz can rap that shit too. Matter of fact, Just a Friend came on.
And what did they say?
They say shit.
You call this rap?
They call nigga. I said if y'all, they said ain't no harmony to it. I said that's singing.
Damn.
That's what I feel like.
Oh,
I
mean, he's singing now.
Yeah, like harmony, when you harmonize, that's Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I mean, he's singing, but he's singing badly.
Who? Biz Markie? Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm talking about Playboi Carti and that shit they do. Like, because they asked me, did I think Future was a rapper? I said, Future's an artist.
I said,
but he can rap. I said, but he's an artist. I said, you got to know how to distinguish.
Right.
I got a question real quick. Wally, you listen to more Future, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is there a rapping song for Future where he rap better than his second verse on March Madness?
Mm.
It's tough right there, buddy.
Mm. Yeah, they're talking to get us a movie. That shit, boy, I listened to that shit today.
Hey.
He went off on that shit.
He did. I think it might, if anything, it's that who I, We Don't Trust You. He got me with that, and We Don't Trust You. I like Fez did a sweep, too. I like Hallucinating.
I was about to say the Fez. That's the one with, what's the Mardi?
No. That's,
what's the Mardi song?
Quiet Storm? Where they redid the Quiet Storm?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of it.
He ain't too bad on that one. But,
That March Madness did.
Yeah, that March Madness is pretty much at the top of all his list.
Yeah.
I like song wise, like I like Tony Montana and shit, and, you know, all of that. But rapping, you know, rapping.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that nigga going off on this shit.
Yeah, man.
But anyway, my bad.
Shout out, you good? Shout out to Future. But they asked me, did I think Future was a rapper? I said, he's an artist that can rap. I was like, Drake is an artist that can rap. I said, Drake got more singing songs than he do rap songs. I said, he rap a lot. Now, don't get me wrong. I said, but he sings. Like, hell, like, he sings. And that's when you got to be able to distinguish, man. Like I said, man, Future be crooning like a motherfucker. Nigga said, what is crooning? I said, Google it, nigga.
You can't say nothing because you didn't know what deduce means, so.
But they didn't know either.
Maybe they did.
Shit. I asked them what it meant. They said they didn't know.
Oh, he said it and you didn't. Yeah. Oh, you asked them in the car.
Yeah, I said, what is deduce? I said, what does deduce mean?
Right.
He's like, I don't know. I said, okay.
Yeah, that's what you hear like on the old detective shows where like, I deduce such and such.
Yeah, see,
such
I don't watch. That. See, you be watching Perry Mason and shit. Look at this nigga.
I didn't watch Perry Mason.
You watching Matlock? You watching Matlock? Uh-uh. Oh, God.
I didn't watch Matlock.
That what he was watching?
Nah, you hear it on like a cartoon. Somebody said on like Danger Mouse or something.
You're right. You might have heard it on there somewhere. Man, but shout out to High Star, man. We got to have a family meeting, man, about these niggas. These niggas tripping, but Jimmy got to stop with the Nas slander. Everybody need to stop with
it. Jimmy ain't started it, though. It was a young boy started, though.
Yeah, he said that shit. Because, I mean, but
what he said was kind of true.
Yeah, but you got to, like, but that's where we at in the world. Like, if nobody gave you that, then that we got to blame your old heads.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm saying.
But you going to feel like you feel.
It ain't even your old heads, like, outside of music. Like, it came to a point where Nas wasn't as, I don't want to say relevant, but wasn't as influential in the culture as Jim Jones.
Of course was. Not in 2007 because Jimmy was a young nigga around that time.
But even, and he really wasn't young.
I mean, he was presenting younger than Nas was.
But even
at the time. He was lacking an aspect.
Yeah.
But even like with like the clothes.
Yeah.
He stole
all Max B swag, yeah.
How you gonna talk shit about one cousin?
He did, cousin? But it's the truth.
He stole his
Doogie. Doogie said that shit on here a thousand times.
I'm not a
Doogie. Said Max B was the wave god. Said he was the one that started that shit.
What, like the clothes and stuff?
That wavy shit. Yeah, all that Harlem. They said Max B was the creator.
Max B from Harlem? Shit.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought, I used to think he was from the West Coast or something.
Mm-mm, no, no.
So he started.
Yeah.
Is he ever getting out? Well, we should have.
Should be getting out soon. He just said he'll be home soon on X a couple weeks ago. He went crazy on that Cushion Orange Juice too.
Talking about
Wiz got shit? Yeah, Wiz got him on there on the track. Yeah, he went crazy. But Max is, Doogie said that shit, that Jimmy stole that shit from him back then. Right after that, he got locked up.
Didn't Nas come out with something after King's Disease too? No, I'm sorry. Didn't Jim Jones come out with something not too long ago?
Yeah. This nigga dropped about 2-3 albums in the last 2 years.
You listen to him?
The last one I listened to was
No, you don't got just,
it was the, it was the red to? I listened to not the last one he dropped.
One before that or something?
A couple before that. Yeah.
How was it?
It was dope. Cause he had a song on there I love with them Griselda boys. Yeah, he had a dope ass song on there with them niggas on it. And it had that, you know, that beat like I like, that slow rap shit. So, but he Jimmy is Jimmy. And he's supposed to say some of the shit he say, but he just gotta stop pointing niggas out. He gotta stop, cause your catalog, you got a lot of music, but you still ain't got the numbers Nas got musically.
Right. No way near.
Regardless. Like, he ain't got as many number one hits. Like, these niggas done Googled the shit. I seen a couple niggas talking about it on YouTube and shit. Like, motherfuckers like, he capping because he don't have what he saying he got.
Mm-hmm.
Not as far as accolades and shit, no. Nas ain't got but one Grammy. But Jimmy ain't got none.
Mm-hmm.
And he got way more number one hits. Jimmy probably only got Ballin'.
I think it was two.
Which one? What other?
Ballin' and it's a song with somebody, Pop Champagne.
Okay. Yeah. I remember the singing nigga. That sound like A-Rap and shit.
Yeah.
We getting A-Rap money. Same nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But they Ron gonna figure Brown. That shit out. Jimmy gonna stop that shit eventually because somebody gonna, well, they ain't nobody gonna say shit to him.
He's gonna stay relevant, man.
Yeah, but I mean, Jimmy is Jimmy. He's
trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, he is who he is. And as far as the culture go, he especially, gonna be who he is in the culture.
Especially for getting the bread.
Yeah. He gonna always be who he is in the culture because
a hustler part.
He's a staple. Like, that Dipset shit made them boys staples in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is. Like, you know, we don't discredit that or take nothing from him, but he gotta stop that Nas shit, man.
That would give him the most publicity, though.
Yeah.
He gotta stop that Styles P shit. He gotta stop calling motherfuckers out. If he gonna say he the greatest, just be the greatest. Just say you the greatest.
Nah.
But if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But just say you the greatest. A lot of other niggas done said it. You
gotta make friction.
It's okay.
You gotta make friction.
But ain't no need for that, cause them niggas ain't responding. Now Styles P already said something about, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, all right.
Didn't he say something about Pusha one time too?
Yeah, he said that's who the excuse me. That's who the other one was. He's called Push Out. And the way Push going right now, he better leave that nigga alone. Cause he just got on Travis Scott headpiece pause.
That's probably why he gonna go hard at him then.
I'm sure he say something to Jimmy on his album.
Or maybe he don't got to.
Let God sort him out. I can't wait till that shit drop. I am so ready.
That's the name of it?
Yes. Yeah. That's the name of it. Let God sort him out.
It's pretty deep.
Yeah. Like, you heard the song that they dissing Travis Scott in, right?
Heard somebody.
Those dudes are like, they just lyrical like that. Them boys just can fucking rap.
Malice. The one they had the video for?
Yeah. Malice, dog. Malice, that boy can fucking rap, man. He can rap. Mm-hmm. I don't even think he cursed. I gotta go back and listen to it again to see if he. I don't even think he cursed.
I gotta watch the video.
Oh yeah, I mean, but the video is the video. You know them boys over there in France somewhere doing some wild shit, standing in somebody rich front yard or somebody wealthy's front yard. You know what I'm saying? But
with all that jewelry on.
Yeah, but Pusha had some choice words for Travis, and everybody talking about he did that. He doing that for clout? Nah, he ain't doing it for clout. He calling these niggas out. Stay the fuck from around me.
But hold up though. You can't. How can you say he ain't doing it for clout, but Jim is?
Cause Jim ain't making no songs. Jimmy's just talking.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
Nobody knew Pusha was going to say something to Travis Scott. Nobody knew that. Right. That shit just came out on the verse.
But couldn't you say that Pusha doing it to get attention for his album?
I mean, absolutely. Why not? But call a motherfucker out on some legit shit. Call him out on some shit you called him out. He called him out for what he called him out for. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you heard what he did, right? He came in the studio.
Yeah. And
played his song that Drake is featured on, but only played his verse.
Yeah. But I mean, that could be looked at as him not wanting to disrespect that.
Don't fucking do it. That's what he was saying about him. He a whore. He said this nigga's a fucking whore. He just want to be around whoever. He don't even give a fuck.
Okay.
Like he ain't got no loyalty about himself.
He can't like both of them.
Right. You can't come here and play a song for Pharrell that this nigga dissing him on.
Oh, and he dissed Pharrell on it.
Drake dissed Pharrell on that song.
Oh,
talk about getting his jewelry melted down and said some shit to Pusha too.
Oh, that was that song.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. That's why Pusha said something to him.
He should.
Exactly. But that's Pusha. You not gonna shoot at my people, and you can't shoot. That's too close to me. You might hit me.
Mm.
He said that shit about Drake back when he was beefing with him. He said that shit. He said, you can't shoot at niggas around me because you might fuck around and hit me. So if you shooting at us, I gotta shoot back. That's just how I am. That's who I am.
Didn't he take over that beef for Kanye?
Yeah. He did. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that's why he called that dude out in the same song.
Mm-hmm.
Call him out too. He done with that nigga. He finally done with him.
Oh, done with Kanye.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't take no more of that bullshit.
I know who Pusha T don't want it with though.
Who?
Steve Harvey.
Why you don't want him, Steve Harvey?
Pusher T. That's what when Pusha had the story added on, and he mm-hmm. was like, Steve Harvey suit nigga made him. He was like, yeah. Who the fuck is Pusha T?
Pusha just made a whole bunch of old niggas go buy your suits, nigga. You take that shit and be happy. Shit, Jay say it's not as good as fitting the Steve Harvey suit. He ain't say that to him, did
he? He said what now?
My knots can't fit in a Steve Harvey suit.
Oh yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, that's just Steve ain't say shit to that nigga. Yeah.
Man, they rapping about you. Oh, what's his name? Trick. Pusha T. Who the fuck is that? Pusha T cracked on you in the rap song. But Pusha T.
Hey, oh, hey, man.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, Steve Cole for that one. Oh, man, Steve. But yeah, man, that's all I had today, man. Word. I just wanted to come in and get that Project Pat shit off me, really, because that shit blew me.
As it should.
We can close the show out with Afro Man. Afro Man celebrate his 20th anniversary.
Ain't no way.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes dropped Anarchy 20 years ago too, but I really didn't like Anarchy because he went to Extinction Level Event on that motherfucker.
You didn't like Extinction Level Event?
I liked Extinction Level Event. He went to Extinction Level, like he went too far. He went past that. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't had no Jones on there?
Think it was Give Me Some More.
Okay, I thought so.
I think Give Me Some More was on there. I think Give Me Some More was his banger.
Something must be happening with his albums, because the first album up here is Back on My BS.
No, Get Out. Fire and Get Out was on there. You remember Get Out?
Mm. Get Out. Mm. Get Out. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that shit was on there.
Yeah, nobody like that.
Yeah, that album wasn't, he went too far with this one. Extinction Level Event was my shit.
Extinction Level Event 2, that shit hard too.
Yeah, Extinction Level Event 1 was the shit. But yeah, man, shout out to Afro Man.
That guy.
Yeah, man. This became my theme song when I was in college.
He had something happen to him with the police. Not too long ago.
In Ohio somewhere, right?
Something like that. Yeah, something happened, but he got out of it. But
yeah, because he was running for a political office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was. He ran for a political office somewhere.
Did he win?
No.
You know why he lost?
Because he got high.
There you go.
Yeah, he ran for political office, man. Come on, man. Y'all.
Shout out to Afro Man.
Da, 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 da. I know why. Oh, yeah, he was supposed to run for president in 2024.
Oh, God. Shit, he should have ran. Maybe he would have won this motherfucker.
Oh, balls over Baghdad.
Where about the hand, y'all?
Yeah, man.
Like Project say, get right with the Lord.
Get right with the Lord.
It's about to be over.
Yeah, I should play that shit, but I ain't gonna play it.
Better read the book of Revelation.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Afro, man. June, I appreciate you. B-Love, I appreciate you. June, tell them where they can find you, man.
Hanging out with these guys.
Appreciate you for coming all the way down from where you from, man.
Absolutely. Interesting ride, but you know.
Uh-oh.
Be easy.
Yeah.
Appreciate you as always, bro.
Thank you for having me.
Tell them where they can find you, man.
Preach underscore BP on social media. And every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. On YouTube.
I need to hit L up too.
Hit him up.
I'ma hit him up. Shout out to High Star. And y'all send me y'all top five animated hip hop voices, man.
Oh shit. I gotta hear that too.
Yeah. I have my list next week.
Do Humpty count?
He should. But he was a whole character. That's a good one.
Right.
Should we and see then you see now my brain, because you got Biggie on the Gimme the Loop. He did all the rapping in that. But
do you mean animated like hyper?
That's what I'm thinking.
Hyper or just another voice?
I don't know, just another voice. I don't know.
You need to the universe reward specificity high stuff.
Oh God, here he go. Mr. Big Words himself.
I read, nigga.
Yeah, no, I don't. Pause. I can't. I said pause. I can read though, nigga. Don't get it twisted.
With your index finger.
Pretty good.
Damn.
Pretty good. Pretty sharp.
That's good.
I use my pen.
Black power.
Same thing.
I use my pen instead of my index finger.
To her. Nigga.
Hey, read out loud, nigga.
Yeah, y'all can email the show, the Music Jones Podcast at Gmail. Hit us up on Instagram, the Music Jones Podcast.
Hit us.
JP Jones 81. It's my personal Instagram. Y'all don't need none of that other shit. Appreciate y'all for listening. Peace. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Yeah.